بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تتخذوا أيمانكم دخلا بينكم فتزل قدم بعد ثبوتها وتذوقوا السوء فتزل قدم بعد ثبوتها وتذوقوا السوء بما صددتم عن سبيل الله ولكم عذاب عظيم.
Verse number 94. Do not make your oaths a means of deception, thereby allowing you to trick and deceive one another, following your desires, breaking them whenever you wish, and fulfilling them when you wish. If you do so, your feet will slip from the straight path after being firm on it. You will taste the punishment on account of your deviation from Allah's path, and your misleading others from it, and you will receive multiplied punishment.
ولا تشتروا بعهد الله ثمنا قليلا إنما عند الله هو خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
Verse number 95. Do not exchange the oath you took in Allah's name for a small amount, not fulfilling the pledge of being sincere in it. The victory and booty that Allah has in the world, and the perpetual bliss that He has in the afterlife, is better for you than the small amount that you take for breaking the pledge, if only you knew that.
ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق ولنجزين الذين صبروا أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 96. The wealth, pleasures, and luxuries that you have, O people, will come to an end no matter how much it may be. But the reward that is with Allah will remain. How then do you give preference to that which is perishable over that which is lasting? We will certainly reward those who remain steadfast on their oaths and who do not break them according to the best of their good deeds by multiplying its reward by 10 times up to 700 times or even more.
من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 97. Whoever does good deeds in accordance with the sacred law, whether male or female, while having faith in Allah, we will grant them in this world a good life, by their being pleased with Allah's decree, content and guided towards righteous actions, and we will reward them in the afterlife in accordance with the best good deeds that they used to do in the world.
فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
Verse number 98. When you intend to recite the Quran, O believer, then ask Allah to protect you from the whispering of the Satan, who is rejected from Allah's mercy.
إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ.
Satan has no authority over those who have faith in Allah and who rely only on their Lord in all their affairs.
إن إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون.
Verse number 100. He only has authority by means of his whispering over those who take him as an ally and follow him in his luring, and those who, because of such luring, associate partners with Allah, whom they worship along with him.
وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةٍ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُنَزِّلُ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُفْتَرٍ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Verse number 101. When we abrogate the ruling of one verse of the Qur'an with another verse, and Allah knows well about the part of the Qur'an that is abrogated for a reason and the part that is not abrogated, they say, "You, O Muhammad, are only a liar making up things about Allah." Rather, most of them do not know that abrogation occurs for a divine reason with far-reaching wisdom.
قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهُدًى وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ.
Verse number 102. Say to them, O Messenger, this Qur'an has been brought down by Jibreel, peace be with him, from Allah may he be glorified, with the truth that contains no error, alteration, or distortion, to keep those who have faith in Allah firm on their faith, whether a new part is revealed or a part is abrogated, and to be a guidance for them to the truth and good news for the Muslims about the generous reward that they will obtain. Beneficial points. 1. The person who gives preference to that which is despicable and perishable over that which is valuable and lasting is not intelligent. 2. Good action accompanied by faith makes life pleasant. 3. The need to abstain from that which is harmful to a person, that which causes him to become unmindful of Allah's rights and what Allah has made obligatory on him. 4. The path to safety from the evil of Satan is to resort to Allah and to seek His protection. 5. The believers must make the Qur'an their leader and be guided by the knowledge it contains, adopt its ethics and use its light. In this way, both their religious and worldly affairs will be set right. 6. Seeking Allah's protection from Satan, the rejected, is required when commencing with the recitation of the Qur'an, whether in the ritual prayer or outside of it. This is also that Satan cannot interfere with the reciter by his whisperings and prevent him from reflecting over the Qur'an and practicing its teachings. 7. Satan has no authority and power whatsoever to mislead into disbelief those believers who have faith in Allah and His Messenger, because Allah has taken away His power over them. 8. Abrogation of verses occurred in the Qur'an during the period of its revelation for reasons, such as to take into account overall interests, events, and changing circumstances.
وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌّ مُبِينٌ.
Verse number 103. I know very well that the idolaters say, "It is a human being who is teaching Muhammad, peace be upon him." They are lying in this claim of theirs. The language of the person whom they assume is teaching him is non-Arabic, whereas this Qur'an has been revealed in the clear and highly eloquent Arabic language. How then do they claim that he received it from a non-Arab?
إِنَّ الذين لا يؤمنون بآيات الله لا يهديهم الله ولهم عذاب أليم.
Verse number 104. Those who do not believe that the verses of the Quran are in fact from Allah, may He be glorified, Allah does not bless them with guidance as long as they persist in that. They will receive a painful punishment on account of their rejection of Allah and denial of His verses.
إنما يفتري الكذب الذين لا يؤمنون بآيات الله وأولئك هم الكاذبون.
Verse number 105. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not lying about what he brought from his Lord. Lies are only being invented by those who do not accept Allah's words, because they do not fear any punishment nor have hope of any reward. Those described with the attribute of disbelief are the liars, as lying is a habit that they are accustomed to.
من كفر بالله من بعد إيمانه إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان ولكن من شرح بالكفر صدرا فعليهم غضب من الله ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Verse number 106. Whoever denies Allah after having faith in Him is in one of two situations. His denial is by means of a statement or action that he has coerced to make or do, whilst his heart is firm on his faith. This person is a believer. The second situation is when the person is content with and comfortable with such denial. Such a person and others like him are apostates from Islam. The anger of Allah is on them, and in the afterlife they will receive a great punishment.
ذلك بأنه مستحب الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة وأن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
Verse 107. Such apostasy from Islam is because they gave preference to the trivial things of this world as a benefit for their disbelief in the hereafter, and because Allah does not guide to faith people who disbelieve, but He abandons them.
أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم وسمعهم وأبصارهم وأولئك هم الغافلون.
Verse 108. Those described as being apostates after having faith are the ones whose heart Allah has sealed, so they do not understand the admonition. He has sealed their hearing, so that they do not hear anything that benefits them. He has sealed their sight, so that they do not see the signs indicating faith. It is they who are unaware of the causes of happiness and wretchedness, and of the punishment that Allah has prepared for them.
لا جرم أنهم في الآخرة هم الخاسرون.
Verse number 109. Truly it is, who will be the losers on the day of judgment, for they have lost their own souls on account of their disbelief after faith. Had they held onto their faith, they would have been entered paradise.
ثم إن ربك للذين هاجروا من بعد ما فتنوا ثم جاهدوا وصبروا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم.
Verse number 110. Then your Lord, O Messenger, is forgiving and merciful towards those oppressed believers who migrated from Mecca to Medina after being persecuted by the idolaters to the extent that they uttered words of disbelief whilst their hearts were at peace with faith. Then they strove in Allah's path to make the word of Allah supreme and the word of the disbelievers lowest, and they were patient over its difficulties. Your Lord, after the persecution that they underwent, is forgiving and merciful towards them, because they only uttered words of disbelief under duress. Beneficial points. 1. Concession is granted to a person under duress to utter words of disbelief whilst his heart is at peace with faith. 2. The severe consequences of those who leave their religion in both worlds. 3. Apostates are deserving of Allah's anger and punishment because they preferred the life of the world over the afterlife, and they are deprived of Allah's guidance. Allah has sealed their hearts, hearing and sight, and they have been made heedless of the severe punishment that will await them on the Day of Judgment. 4. Allah has written forgiveness and mercy for those who have faith, who migrated after being persecuted, and who were patient in striving in Allah's path.